behind me.
They ain't got no time to sit
no. down. No, you're not. You about to work, and you about to get your own money, because I need mine.
Oh, I just told that to my daughter.
Listen, I told her, hey, as soon as she's 12 months, you got to get a job. Okay? Yeah,
you're not going to be around here just being cute.
This formula be adding up. Nah.
Earn your keep. Hello? Hey, if she cute enough, great. She better get that money. Don't
Gerber, yeah, she better fill out that Gerber application.
Hello? Gerber always looking for babies.
Right.
Somebody will hook her. Somebody doing baby clothes. Where's the man?
Still got that baby.
You gotta call the line. You gotta get that baby on payroll.
Go get it.
You got stuff the baby can take pictures in. There you go.
Look. She will be at work on time.
Hello? Just give her the clothes and she'll model it. That's
y'all
it.
Y'all crazy. So what is something important that you want people to understand and to know about your business?
Well, I would say, the first thing to I always work with people who are trying to start a business or relaunch their business to make it better. So the first thing I always ask is, where's your paperwork? How is your business foundation? And a lot of people are like, I got a Facebook page. Oh, okay. So when the state come in and knock on your door, you gonna tell them you got a Facebook page? Right. No, and a lot of people, this has been,
that's a good point.
They're like, I'm on Instagram. Oh, okay, that's cute, mm-hmm. but did they come to inspect your kitchen? You out here slanging plates and things.
Very
and
true.
Somebody gets sick, they gonna take everything that you own. You know what I'm saying? Listen, now, salmonella is not okay, all right? You know how they're cleaning them greens? You know, it may be good, but it's not okay. That's not of God. We're not doing that. But no, you have to understand there's so many different things on whatever business you're walking into. You got to know the regulations and the rules, because if not, you're going to lose everything that you got.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't realize you can sell whatever you want. Just make sure your business is registered correctly. And then, because a lot of people come to me, they have their business up and running. It was like, well, UPR, don't call me that. Public relations is not to help you get sales. It's to help you get visibility and understand what your brand looks like to everyone else. It's strategic communications. A lot of people forget that they have to have a message that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? It's not just about selling. I did 100K in sales. Okay, that's cute. Now, but what was your overhead? What is all of these things? People don't realize that all of these things come into play. Yeah. When you see these people, I sold out. I made $1 million. Uh-huh. But how much for taxes did you pay? Right. You're not a six-figure person until you get that after taxes and after overhead and after all of that. So that's the biggest part I'm fighting with new business owners and current business owners. They're stuck on, I made this amount. Okay, that's cute, but did you pay your taxes? Did you pay your employees? Why are there 17 bad reviews about these little, they can even have candles, incense, whatever you're selling. Why you got 17 bad reviews and your customer service sucks?
You know what I'm saying? Gotta go with the candles, though?
That's
what I'm saying. You have to have the everything go full circle. Mm-hmm. Everybody got a business. I'm gonna tell y'all this. If you did a PPP scam, if the crack didn't get you in the 80s, the PPP gonna get you now, okay? Because simple as this, there's been so much, and I had to come in and get a PSA. Keep playing with them people. They trying to catch you. So be very mindful. Just because you're selling you have a business, they know when you registered your business. They know when you made your first sale. They know you lying on these applications. So whoever gave you the bad information, all y'all gonna be down there together.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So,
very
just
true.
Because you start a business, does that mean you have to get a business license?
You have the EIN. You gotta register your business with the county and the state.
Yeah, you have to.
You can't.
Regardless of what
it don't,
income that's coming
it,
in.
It doesn't matter, and you have to. The thing is, a lot of people get tripped up on is the fact that they don't want to report the income.
Right.
This is the thing. You could be selling toenails on the side of the street, right? The IRS don't care about, the IRS don't give a damn what you're selling. But as long as you stay that income and they get, you could be doing illegal transactions. Mm-hmm. And this is what I'm saying, as long as they get their cut, they don't care where you got that money from. They just want, they like the pimp that don't ever come around.
So is it categorized as far as what business you start?
Yeah, it depending on required. Yeah, you have to look at what the state and local is requires. If you're a hairstylist, you have to go through all of the health department, all of these things. If certain counties have other licenses that you have to go to, even if you're selling t-shirts, whatever, there's a resale certificate that you have to have. So all of these things, you gotta either decide to pay your taxes quarterly up front, or you wait and do it when you get, you gotta have an accountant. And this is what I'm saying, stop, don't think by paying someone to do it, you gotta be able to have a team behind you. Be frugal, but have a bookkeeper or accountant that will teach you how to manage it. Yeah, no, have them teach you. Pay the $99 for them to teach you to set your stuff up so you'll do it. And you can write that off. Like, everything you pay out and invest, you get it's a write-off. So understand, like, you don't want to just, I'm going into business, I'm going to do it myself. Okay, cool. But have you talked to a tax advisor? Have you talked to a small business accountant? They will get you where you need to go and set you on your way. You just have to ask the right questions or ask those questions. And this is what I go through when somebody comes to me and says, well, I have a business, I've been in business for 10 years. I said, not according to this this website in the IRS, you haven't. Like, you out here just, you know, free balling and like it's nothing. And, you know, I don't put my name behind anything that does not, like, I'm not going to associate myself because at the end of the day, I'm protected. You know what I'm saying? But you're not. And if you don't have an LLC or S Corp or whatever, whatever little bit of stuff you got, they're coming to take it. And if somebody either gets hurt, sick, or even dies, you going to jail. Period. Like, and this is what people need to understand. Yes, if you, say you do somebody's hair and they got infected and they die, you going to jail for second degree murder off the break because you did not have the proper protocol to take care of them. You are out here, you know what I'm saying, you're just doing stuff out your kitchen, the person get burned from your hot comb, they you know, they, you going to jail. Period.
You going to jail.
You know she coming back for that shit. Oh girl, I can't go out with this.
That's what I'm saying, like, people are going to come
to your kitchen.
That's advice, though.
That is. But if you got to understand, like, it's more like these people that's up and coming doing lashes.
No, they need to stop with that.
You use a hair glue on these people's eyes, ma'am.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
That
like,
was going on. That
that's what's going on out here.
Hair glue.
Oh, hair glue.
They got the edges, too.
I'm done.
It's your GoFundMe program. Just, you be all right.
No, and that's another thing. Have insurance. Like, hell, I'm not buying no fifth plate because you want to be out here doing what they do on social media and die, and I got to sit up here and share your shit. No, but as a business, business owner, you got to make sure you are covered. And the myth about public relations being to get you more sales and stuff like that, understand how you talk to your community and who you want your client to be, that's curated from a public relations professional. It's not free. It's not a free service because some people study and get this stuff together. But you have to be able, even at the start of your business, consult with one to put together a timeline for you. Mm-hmm. Consult with one to know exactly if the market that you're in will actually work for what you're trying to do. And also, if somebody had the same business as you, did they leave a bad taste in the mouth of your community? Because sometimes they'll associate you with that person that done scammed 75 people. Like, it's all about how you do it. So those are the things that I really...
Hey, salute to that. Thank you. That's
right.
Yes. Right. Yeah, you
appreciate
it's that.
It's just
though.
One of those things.
We like that.
Right.
That's some real stuff right there.
And if somebody charging you to register your business, understand that, look at what you're paying for. If that's charging you for the EIN, that's a free service from the IRS. You know what I'm saying? But I see a lot of people charging for those things. Look at exactly, ask for itemized, and if they just pop up during tax season, don't deal with them. Because I'm going to tell you right now, the way the IRS is right now, they're cracking down on so much stuff. And if you have used someone who just popped up during tax season, you going to jail and they going to jail with you.
Yeah,
so you don't want to be guilty by association or, you know what I'm saying, dealing with paying this money back that you didn't have to pay out. So those are the things, like, I really want people to understand. You want to build generational wealth. You want to do those things. Do it the right way. You know what I'm saying? Don't fall for the social media post that, oh, get an LLC, put it in your child's name, and then file the taxes. First of all,
please stop doing that.
Lil Quan ain't number 3 years old. He can't be a heavy forklift operator. Like, what are you doing? What is he doing? Like,
we stop.
He's three. Like, what is he doing behind the wheel? Like,
for all the 80s babies, I'm so sorry. So sorry. We got bills. We are still paying on to this.
Thank you.
Mom, I need this shit.
No, now you out here looking crazy to the IRS because you got your child driving 18 wheelers. Wait a minute now.
Hey.
They can't even see you in the lines.
He's got a phone bill, electric bill,
a whole company.
Gas card? What is it?
He's got a gas card.
I always told her she needs to go into comedy. I don't know why. I have stopped though. I gave it time. You should go back on that.
I'm focused on this part. Like, I'm putting other people on stages now. I ain't doing it. Like,
Miss Poetic, what's going on? How you doing? Serious business in the building.
She's like,
yeah. I had to put you on the spot. Thank you for coming through for the last show. Thank you for coming through for the last show. Don't let social media get y'all. I'm mad you had to cuss me out on social media like that. What happened? I'm sorry. Oh, you missed it? No, he ain't telling me this is the last show. I just need to, you know. Okay, I was about to say, don't just get on me. Right? You know what I'm saying?
But we do have to say I appreciate it. If y'all did miss it, conversation on the rosters on serious business. We had a motherfucking fun. That was a blast. That was a good ass episode right there. Go back and recapture that one right there. Honestly, y'all missed out. Yeah, serious business.
Hey.
When I tell you something, for real, they just as wild, I mean like a crazy nice laid back show, but crazy wild.
If y'all have not been watching it, watch them on Remix Radio, man. Serious business. We just say whatever we want to say. As you should. And we love that. We definitely love that. And we was happy to be out there. So thank y'all for coming through. Thank y'all for letting us come through.
So can you give everybody your handles, how they can get in contact with you?
Okay, listen, I'm going to say this real quick. I'm an introvert for real. So if you try to have a conversation with me, I might respond. I don't know yet. Just catch me on a good day. But you're more than welcome to follow at Segor Consults. I also have a podcast publication, Conversations with Chan. You can follow SCM Productions 1 on Instagram and the Genova Comedy Fest and also the Urban Flight Foundation. That's for voter registration. I want y'all to understand this election is important in November. We need to definitely go out and vote and know who's on the ballot. We got a lot of people. There's a Princess Blading is running. Like, you got to look. There's a third party running for governor in Virginia. A lot of people don't know because it's not on the TV. So look at every candidate. Make sure you're being informed. Don't just go to the ballot and just close your eyes and do this. That's not going to work. So be informed. That's my biggest thing. Understand, like, these people who you're going to elect will affect your business, your livelihood, and your children's livelihood as well. So that's it. You know, follow me. Don't inbox me, though. I'm just saying, like, I got a lot of dick pics coming through. No, I wish, listen, let me go ahead and say this. If you do that, you will be put on blast. Where are we going? Wow, on the plane. A lot of people DM me and sis me to get free business advice. No, there's a website. Book a consultation. You're gonna get a lot from it. But don't come in there and talk about, well, you know, hey, I'm good. $125. And but the thing is, you it's recorded. You get everything that you need. And if you need to move forward, then we talk right. Shop then. But understand, people's time is money. I just want that to be very, very understood, because I get a lot of inboxes. Hey, can you answer this question? Nope. I cannot. I work with everybody. Any. But I check your vibe first. I'm not. All money ain't good money.
You just said you want to talk to everybody.
No, I'm saying all money ain't good money. So if I don't get a good vibe, I'm not moving forward. And I think a lot of people need to understand that to be successful, you got to have a spirit of discernment. I'm saved to Jason now. Y'all know I'm not saved or nothing like that. I'm on the waiting list. But I just need y'all to understand. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand. You can't just work with everybody. Like, y'all going to get to heaven and see me waiting outside. Like, can y'all, one of y'all, let them know I'm all right?
But yeah. Tell them I'm outside.
I'm telling them I'm outside. I ain't mean it this week.
Yeah, you need to do it some type of thing. You got a whole bunch of hustles. You doing all this other stuff.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a fuck
just with
you.
Down.
I'm just saying.
I'm a fuck with you.
I'm just saying. Don't do it. We got websites and emails. Yes, I am.
Yeah, I like
that.
I
haven't been good.
So, yeah, as we talking about everybody's contact, D and Marie, can y'all, if anybody wanted to get a house, it's first time home buyer had questions. How can they get in contact with y'all?
Well, for me, I just give out my phone number. That's direct to me. That's the best way to contact me. It's public. I'm not afraid. 703-400-2568. You can Google me, Deneen Lee Jones. You got to say the whole thing. It's like a pimp named Slickback. Go ahead and get on Deneen. D-E-N-E-A-N Lee Jones. Go okay. ahead for it.
Okay.
She got cars for everybody, by the way, in the
for
building.
Sure.
Maria?
I can be reached at 202-643-4225. You can follow me on social media at Maria V. Johnson Realtor. You can email me, Google me too.
That's what's up.
All right now.
So you still getting started. You still got 30 minutes. Right, you know what I'm saying? So this is kind of like the free-for-all happy hour.
Uh-oh.
I appreciate everybody for coming through. We got food in the back. Make sure y'all get some, get a plate. It's a lot of love in here. Appreciate JB for, you know what I'm saying, behind the boards and shit. Who else we got?
Oh, Janoy in the building. Janoy in the building. What's up, man?
Yeah. I gotta make space for him and shit.
Yeah, we had to make space.
Mr. Go Get It.
Hey, so Janoy, get on the mic, man. I got a question for you, man. And I got a question for everybody in the building. So Janoy, you know what I'm saying? You've been a good, you know what I'm saying, follower. You've been watching this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Still, to this day, right now, even going through the third season, what's one of your favorite episodes?
Mine.
Yeah. Of course. I know that part. Talk to your shit. Yeah.
I was really feeling because I had the gear, like always, as you see now, and it was really cool, like, just the conversation, it was flowing. Everybody here feels it, and when you watching it, everybody knows that y'all got a dope show. Like, even people that I know, they really rock with y'all. Like, man, they for real. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just love being a part of this from the beginning and y'all reaching out to me and just being able to have this platform and to grow together. And whether we do partnerships, which we will do,
you know what I'm saying? Because I like to keep my money with us.
And I know y'all, and it's organic, and I just rock with everything, and I love your energy and what she was saying.
Right.
For all the people that are doing business, make sure you get registered. If you're in Virginia,
yeah,
go to the BCC, the Virginia, what is it, the commission clerk, SEC, and then register from there, and they'll show you how to at least get your paperwork right so that you ain't just out here saying I do this, and you got a name, but it don't mean nothing.
And there's so many benefits to registering and paying your taxes.
Oh, yeah.
So,
lowering
you know,
your taxable income.
Yeah.
And then, so there's so many benefits to doing it.
Everything.
For sure.
I did also write the lift that I took care of today.
There you go.
Was being a responsible adult.
You always know it's love, man. It's love.
So, bro. Ice, what's one of your favorite episodes? We in here 3 seasons strong, man. Me and you been doing this, and we got the newest co-host over here that's been, it's been everything.
You know what?
Hey, what's your favorite one?
My favorite episode, probably, one I really liked was the theme one, which was the Valentine's Day.
We had
Natasha and the big homie Dante, and we were just talking about relationships and like how to talk to a woman, how to start the mood, and like all different types of stuff like that. And it was Valentine's Day, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like we should talk more about relationships, because I feel like that's one thing that men and women We always been trying to conquer for, like, ever since we've been here. We still ain't get it right. You know what I'm saying? So
y'all never gonna get it right.
Oh,
never.
Not ever.
They be trying.
What about you, Miss Tish? What's your favorite episode?
Write it down.
Oh, man. Okay, my favorite episode so far, aside from mine, because, you know, it was me. But Detroit, where we had, It's the Snack and all of them on. I was higher than a motherfucker.
The 420 episode.
I was just sitting here and I was high. I did watch that. Yeah. I was so high. They were like, why are you not answering no questions or asking them? I'm in here running the show by myself.
I'm like, I got, where my co-hosts at? I look back, crickets. They just high fry. Y'all got anything to say?
Marie, I ain't gonna lie to you. He looked at me, he's like, you know what I'm
saying? All right, how y'all doing, man? What's going on? What y'all got going on?
We was high as shit.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
We was
high. Y'all was quiet as shit.
Yeah, we was here.
Y'all, that was a good one. I was on my phone. I felt like I was right. No bullshit, that was a good one. I will have to say,
and just honestly, man, I will just have to say, that Serious Business thing that we did, man, like, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we got to do that. We got to bring y'all on. Next season, we all got to really come on. Fun. Next season.
Like, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, because y'all was just as crazy as us. Y'all already had a vibe going on. We had a little bit of drink going on. We had this going on. Hey, there we go. First off,
you know he injured, man. You know his feelings hurt. Stop piling on him, man. He already injured.
You know I'm hurt. I'm hurt. Shorty, I can't fit in there. I can't fit everywhere. Okay? I can't fit everywhere. Don't play me like that. Hey, man, for anybody out there.
On a serious note, I would like to say that I appreciate what you guys do for the community. You guys are helping educate the masses, and I think it's really awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a place to anybody. Y'all always more than welcome, like D. You know what I mean? You got anything going on? Maybe it's a real estate event. You got all the houses just lined up. You got one big ass open house, and everybody come through. And just, you want a date? Yeah, everybody come through.
Cause she the boss. She got
both
like
of y'all and everybody in here. We're a conduit just to the community. So
for real,
go get it. You know what I'm saying? Like. Seagore Consults, like Serious Business, like it's all love, you know what I'm saying? Like everybody got something going on. And she That's the name of this. But yeah, man, this is what it's for. So I appreciate everybody for coming through. Make sure y'all get a plate. And we got 20 more minutes, man. What y'all want to get into?
I mean, what y'all want to get into? Who said that?
Y'all, y'all know that nigga Dave.
I'm doing a voter registration drive at Porter Library in Stafford on September 24th. I'm also at the Farmers Market doing registrations on Sundays, the 18th of September. I think it's 18th. It's one of those days.
It's a Sunday.
No, that'd be this. Not the 19th. That's my birthday. The week before that. And then October 24th is Vote Early Day, so I'm doing an event for that as well. So my main push is for people to get out and vote. I'm making it fun. I'm making it interactive. I'm making
it. We might need you at our Stop the
Violence event. Where is this at?
Like, for real,
Okay, let me go.
We're still on here. I need you to go ahead and
finish. I'm sorry, because she was asking, saying something, but I just need to know where it's gonna be at, so I can know how to navigate. I need to know what to bring in my bag.
It said no violence.
But I think that is a great segue. Can you kind of talk to that? Because I think the black community is kind of some misinformation about whether you should vote. Does your vote matter? Like, you know what I mean? Things of that nature. So can you kind of speak to that and the importance of voting?
I'm going to say this. If the vote didn't matter, they wouldn't try to suppress it so much. They wouldn't try to make it as hard for you to go up and cast your ballot. So understand, your vote is power. Because with the gerrymandering, they actually got rid of the redistricting because they were actually redrawing the lines to skew it in a certain way. I'm not going to say which party. Y'all know who I'm talking about now. But I'm saying with school districts and stuff like that, you have to understand, like, where these lines are drawn is where the money goes. So, yes, your vote does matter. I don't care if some people, you know, if you are a felon and you want to get your rights back, you can file for those things to get your rights back.
Yeah, we don't know that.
But a lot of people don't know, even though they've been, some, you know, a lot of people are granted their rights. Some people still have to do the paperwork to get their rights back. And sometimes, I'm sorry, sometimes it started with at a young age where they started getting felonies at a young age. So you got to go back in and...
Well, when they passed the law to give you your rights back, everybody can, nobody has to do any paperwork. They just gave it back.
But this is the thing. But what if you don't know? What if you didn't get a letter? You have to do your due diligence to find out if you have your rights. That's because real. I work at the polls, and I've seen, I can tell you that sometimes they'll ask certain questions just to see if they can disqualify you and make you second guess yourself. Because you can go to jail if you vote twice.
They have a database at the polls to check to see if you're right.
I work the polls. Right. If you're not registered, then you're not casting a vote.
Right, yeah, you register, but it checks the...
No, it doesn't check that. Nope.
I don't know. I've seen them pull up the database.
Nope. I work the polls.
I'm not arguing.
No, I'm saying I work... Because I'm trained to work the polls and I know what the system can do, we can only do if you are a registered voter. Like, that's all we can do is double check. Now, if you go down to the Board of Elections to double check to see if your record... You know, you can dig deeper, but it's not the place to do it at the polls. Go to your Board of Elections. They're available. They're open from 8 to 5, sometimes 8 to 4:30. But go there to double-check your record, because if you are not registered to vote, you've moved, your address is wrong, you know, you have two people with the same name in your household, your child or whatever, get those things ironed out, because at the polls, because of the new laws, we're not allowed to make exceptions. We can only do what we can do. You know what I'm saying? So this is the thing. We can't even question your ID. There's so many different rules that have taken place to kind of essentially not allow you to be able to vote. So you have to be able to know what to do, know what to talk about, know what to ask for when you go to the polls, because we're not allowed to advocate for you. We're working to make sure you cast your ballot. That's it.
It's already late by that time. Right. If you ain't got the shit right.
You can't do it there. You can't, then you won't. Even if you cast a provisional ballot, that's if, you know, your voter record, something's wrong with it. They're not at liberty to actually count that ballot. So it's best we have enough time now to get your voter registration information correct. If you move from apartment A to apartment B, get that changed, get that updated. I'm going to be posting more about the dates that we have that are deadlines. But, of course, if you've moved, if you're military, all of these things, make sure your stuff is straight before you go to the ballot, because poll workers are not allowed to advocate for you. Because I'm not going to mess my... I'm going to say this. I'm not going to screw myself over and have an issue with the Commonwealth because I'm not going to argue with you. I don't sleep with you, so I'm not arguing with you. So this is the biggest thing I need people to understand. Have your stuff together before you go to the polls, because once that voter record is updated, you're good to go. You just have to do your own due diligence, you know, to make sure you're good.
Wow. Great info.
I like that.
Yeah, great info.
Honestly.
Definitely.
That was some gems right there. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
Lots of knowledge. Thank you so much.
Yeah, for real. I like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't even expecting to get that deep, but now I'm like, damn, should I vote? Because, you know, I'm the last nigga to vote. So when she said
let's talk about it, because
I've said that. How many seasons? I've been like, you know what I'm saying?
So let's talk about, why don't you vote, sir?
I don't vote because I always feel like it doesn't matter. But what you said.
You going to elaborate?
Yeah, I want to elaborate because I never saw a change.
But your change on a local level, it was instantaneous. Like, the vote you have right now for your county or your state, it's going to affect you right now, right? But the federal stuff, it takes years to go through. So these local elections are more important. Not saying that the federal elections are not important, mm-hmm. but the main thing you need to do is make sure you are voting in your local, in your county, your local level, because that change comes instantaneous, and you can actually go up there if you vote them in, and they're not doing what you were expecting of them. You can roll up on them. It's not because you have that right to say, "Hey, now I gave you my vote. Mm-hmm. Why aren't you doing this X, Y, and Z? What's the process? Why is it taking so long?" Because a lot of times the local stuff, it happens in a vote afterwards. You get what I'm saying? So say they want to raise the taxes by 0.5%.
Right.
They're going to vote on that. And you have the opportunity to go up there and say, "Listen, this is why you can't raise it."
Right.
And that way it'll stop it right then and there. So understand, your state and local, that's the most important ones, because they're going to trickle down to the federal.
So let me ask you this. When you go do that, is it like in trial, you know, you got 12 of them on there, all the 11 say guilty and one says not guilty?
No. It doesn't work like that. Because you're on record having your vote, you on record as a citizen making a stand to that.
But does that stop the process?
It can sway that, because as many people speak up, they have to, under the pressure of the weight of 12 people coming and talking to them, 24 people coming and talking to them, emailing, calling them, they're going, and then you realize they didn't vote, they voted against what you said. You have every right to speak out. This is why you will not be back in office. We pay your salary, so therefore you need to look out for these constituents. Okay. So a lot of people forgetting, these local elected officials, their salaries come. When you swipe your card to pay for something, when you pay your property tax, you're paying their salary. So those are the ones you have access to, and those are the ones that you can actually get together, a whole group of people, and say, "Look here, this is not working for us. What are you going to do to fix it?" Mm. Because then the pressure is on, because they can't say, "Oh, we're going to do what we want to do." Okay, cool, bet. You want to do what you want to do, then fine. Next election, I got you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it comes like that. So
I like that.
Have you ever voted?
No.
How are you going to say that you've never seen change if you don't change?
Honestly, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just felt like, you know, me personally, you know what I'm saying, the 80s baby, like, I've seen what y'all do to the ballots. In broad daylight, it was brought to, like, news, everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of it, because, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, we don't have no ties to, like, you know what I'm saying, the government or whatever like that, or to, like, the politicians and whatever. So when I say, "Fuck you," when I just want him, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen y'all want to go redo the ballots again. Mm-hmm. Like, why? Why?
What do you mean redo the ballots?
Like, all of it. But I mean, even
the local
election? But right. Mm-hmm. Now, I will agree with you on that. Even on local.
She about to rest you right damn now.
I ain't going to lie. I'm with it. But for real, even on local shit, I was never with it, because I just feel like that shit just let me down. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously. Like, this shit went on the news that they lied and did this, and that nigga ran off with all this and that.
But if you vote, you have the opportunity to say, "Listen, this was in the media. This is what you did. Now, how can you rectify and make sure we're good?"
I'm impatient. So my thing is, like, how soon are we going to get to this? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, even down from, like, you know what I'm saying, from whatever we fought for a long time for a lot of shit. So,
but yeah, I wanted to get both of y'all perspective, because that's like a common perspective, unfortunately, right?
Right.
But also to Dee's point is, like, what I got from that is, how you gonna change if shit don't change?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
true.
Just changing the action and then possibly, you know what I mean? Right. And continuing it, maybe you will see something, or just change.
Right. Everybody that has the mindset like you changes this year and decides to vote, we might see a change. But if we all sit here and say, "I never win the lottery, but you never play,"
why do we suppress it and just make such a big deal about, you know, the blacks didn't want to go out there, and that made sense to me at that point in time. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, now I get it. But at first, like, I ain't gonna lie to you. Like
there's clearly power in our vote. We voted in a black man. That changed it for me. And that was the first time I voted.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because, well, I'm young.
There you go.
But no, the first time that I was able to vote, because I didn't fully understand, I didn't want to.
Right.
And I didn't just want to vote for somebody because
I had the
right.
And why didn't you want to, though?
because I didn't understand what it really meant.
I could say the same thing because like I said, I don't know the whole politics behind it, but like I said, I could just never see a change. Like, it was still the same shit, you know what I'm saying?
Like, well, that's what changed my eyes, because I know good and well that day I had my bags packed and my passport ready, because I just knew if a black man got in office, it might have been a war. Things might have got a little. I was scared. I'll be honest with you. That's literally how I felt. I was like, "Oh, things gonna get rowdy." But you know, hey, I went. I voted. I cast my vote to see that a black man was put in office. That was enough for me.
Funny you say that, because
our voice was heard. It was just like, there's no way, to my eyes, that a bunch of white people put him in.
Blacks in 2021 being elected to different offices.
Exactly.
This is the craziest part, because it's like, you know, I look at it so much because I live in Stafford, and I'm looking at, we still have first blacks getting into office, and it just blows my mind. But then when I talk to people who have lived there all their lives, they say they've never voted. And I was just like, because they were either told that it would affect their social services benefits, and I'm like, you have been lied to, hoodwinked, and bamboozled, because there's a reason why they told you would lose something if you exercise your right to vote. We have so much to change away our mindset when it comes to voting. People don't even know that 18-year-olds, if you're 6 months, if you're about to turn 18 before the election, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can register to vote at 17 and still vote while you're 17, as long as you are turning 18 within that time frame.
Okay.
And a lot of, like, when I talked to the high school, they were like, well, I said, do you tell these kids to register to vote, even the ones that are about to turn 18 or are 18? No, that's not our job. How is it not your job when you are a public school? That is your job, to enable these children to be productive citizens. And you want to tell me that it's not your job? Cool. So I told my kids, you let y'all friends go on TikTok, do whatever y'all need to do. Do a dance, do whatever. Put it out there, because I'm not ticking nor talking nothing. But I will give you the information, because a lot of these kids, this generation, their voice, there are so many of them. I don't know what... Y'all know
they
what we're doing, but
they everywhere.
I don't know what we was doing, but we need to equip. You know, we need to empower them to do what's necessary so that their voice is heard. So we can break. That's a generational curse right there. Mm-hmm. I registered, I think, 3 generations one time, because they were told that their vote didn't matter or their stuff would be affected if they voted. I said, that's a lie from the pits of hell. But it said, get out to the polls, and I saw them when they came to vote, and that made me happy. When I was happy to register, to take them and give them that ballot, that made me feel good, because I changed the trajectory of their life, because they're able to tell their children that this is how it goes. And that just bothers me. And I'm happy that, you know, wherever you live in Virginia. Yeah. Okay, cool. I have the link right here for you to register online.
Let's go. We're going
to
get that. We're going to get that popping.
And like she said, the reason you know it has power is because that's the first thing they strip, especially from black men. I vote because they don't want us to.
That also stuck to me is, like you just said, they don't know at the age of 17, you can still register to get...
to vote.
I'm hearing you. Yep. Like I told you, I'm going to be whining. Like, I was not with it. At all.
Come on in, brother.
They don't do that on me.
Right, come on
but
in.
Listen, I'm going to go on the
porch.
I appreciate that.
We do got a few.
Yeah, that's going to be one of the goals is to get Los register to vote.
Tonight.
Yeah. Right, bring her back at the top of the year.
Register Los to vote.
We need that.
We definitely love to have you back for another season.
For sure.
Right before, when you say... y'all come back October? Yes, for sure.
Yeah, it'll be right around that time.
So y'all going to be here? I would love to see Marie, D, everybody. We going to be here? Is that what we said?
Next season? Oh, for sure.
For the next season?
I'm going to come with my mister.
So before we...
definitely, we talked about
that
it.
That was my favorite show, if I could give one.
Talk about it.
He is like my walking Google. If there's anything I ever want to know, I'm like, let me ask Doe first. Because he just knows a general knowledge about everything. So to see him on the show was really nice, because I feel like he had a platform to say all the stuff that he tells me around the house. It's like, he really is a box of knowledge, and I don't see how he has space for it all.
Yeah. Shout out to my brother, man.
I'm tapped out. Shout out.
And D, before we go, how can somebody get in contact with you, wanting to purchase a house, sell a house, anything with housing? How can they get in contact with you before we get off the radio?
Oh, well, I gave out my number before. I'll do it again. 703-400-2568.
Maria.
All day, all night.
Maria. They can be reached at 202-643-4225.
Okay, make sure y'all hit them up for and y'all real estate needs. Miss Chandra.
Right, all 17 of her contacts. Come home.
Just the quickest direct contact. If somebody wanted to get some of your knowledge, advice, and consultation.
Go to ChandraGirlConsulting.com, and everything is there. You will be able to find me, submit a request to talk to me. And, yeah, my Google number is up there. You're not going to get my real phone.
Okay. Oh, if you call me, it better be about the money. Otherwise, I'm asleep.
And, yeah, man, I appreciate everybody for stopping through, you know what I mean, and showing love.
Definitely.
And really giving game and gems
to
the listeners, the viewers. Shout out to Rhythmics, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to JB, you know what I mean?
Thank you.
Shout out to everybody for stopping through.
The best.
Oh, that's JB. Oh, my bad.
Shout out to the homie G, Mr. Go Get It, you know what I mean?
Go Get It.
This was the season finale, man. We in here having a great time. We coming back strong next season, season 4. And we probably going to be back Monday nights again, 8 p.m., you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Rhythmics Radio, you know what I mean? It's always love. And before we get out of here, y'all want to say anything? Shout out anybody?
Shout out to me, of course, and MiaMoreSense.com.
Okay, talk about
it. We're actually dropping on Friday, so we're relaunching Friday, and I'm on Bring Your Own Vibes on Wednesday, so y'all come holler at me.
Go. Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, talk about it. Talk about it.
Hey, man, you already know what it is. It's your boy, Los Vegas. If you want to get really even close with Los, you can catch me at the Electric Palm tomorrow night on Tuesday.
What you doing up there?
Hey, man, your boy going
to bartending? What you doing?
Your boy going to do the stand-up. You know what I'm saying? I've been on the injury list for a minute. I was supposed to be there the last 2 Tuesdays, but come check us out. Of course, it's free.
Okay, you're doing stand-up tomorrow. Okay.
I'm doing a stand-up tomorrow.
Where is that again?
At the Electric Palm.
What time?
At the Electric Palm. I want to tell y'all I'll be there by 7:30, 8 o'clock.
What bridge?
It's going to be in Occoquan, right off the exit
Virginia.
Right there. In Virginia.
Okay.
Check that out. Y'all already know what it is. That little ship that's right behind Shell Gas Station. Go on down there and check your boy out.
That's a bet.
I got a new joke I'm trying to do, you know what I'm saying, present out there and everything like that. So, check the comedy. I'm doing what I'm doing. And, man, for real, I do want to say like this. Ice, love you, bro.
Love you too, big dog.
Man, this the third season we've been doing this shit, man.
Yeah.
My nigga, we've been rocking. We've been consistent. And I love you, man.
Shout out to Tish for coming
through
this season.
Y'all saying, Tish.
Nothing but love.
That's the most important.
No, seriously, for real. We do love you, Tish. For real, seriously. Like I told you, you was really second in line to be on this show.
No.
Because my mama was going to do this. She's just too far away, ain't hey, you know. She couldn't get on the private jet all the time and shit. But no, for real, Tish, love you. And
this
the Mia Moore Sense.
You part of the gang. So
yeah.
Thank you for even.
And the Mia Moore Sense, I'm telling y'all, if y'all
get
have
the candles,
not got a candle,
get the candle,
her candles
body
is
butter.
Everything. Her candles is everything, for real.
Butter,
yeah,
too.
Get all that shit. Okay. And thank you to all the guests that's here. Thank you. Thank you. So, you already know what it is.
And yeah, man, before we go.
Yeah.
Number one Seaboard, you know what I'm saying? Eversmith Organics. Make sure y'all tap in with
it's
that.
So good.
You know what I mean? Go to the website. Number one on Amazon. Make sure y'all take a picture of all that.
Yeah.
But number one on Amazon, Eversmith Organics.
Can we all
Organics.
Tap up? This the last
it
one,
is.
Man. Everybody get you.
Oh, yeah. Make
pull
sure
up. Come on.
Make sure y'all tap in with Eversmith Organics.
Everybody get a cup.
Huh?
Tap in.
On Amazon, it's $29. Yeah, man. Always have your conversations on the rocks, baby. Shout out to everybody. It's love.
Hey.
Let's snack it. Let's snap it up and shit. Goddamn, conversations on the rock. Let's snap it up and shit before we go get these flicks in there. You know what I mean? And, shout out to Rhythmics, man. We be back again. Couple months. Tap in, man. Make sure you follow the social media. Just type in conversations on the rocks. We'll be there. Still with the game. Love y'all, man.
Hey, I love y'all, man.
Hey, IG, appreciate y'all. We'll be back again. Hey, we still gonna be back on Mondays. We're gonna do something different, but love y'all. And see y'all next season.